Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling is on the air. Today's match broadcast is brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Medal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Monument, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Wards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now let's send it to Ollie Burrows in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burrows, and welcome to our 2025-2026 wrestling coverage as we move again to the Great Northern Conference. One thing has not changed. The Big D is with me. Dom, welcome back. Thank you for making the trek north. We got some JV action going on, and in about 30 minutes, we're going to go varsity. Talk to us a little bit about what we're going to see with the 2025-2026 Blue Jays. Other than listening to the Rhinelander AD said they like eating bird.
Yeah, well, my comment to that is that we're driving through town here, and they decorated that city with our Blue Jay lights here. So every light was green and blue, so they want us to come to town here. So, you look at it, they did a great job downtown decorating. But anyways, for the Blue Jays, they're coming in tonight 2-0 in a conference duel, and not one win in conference against the Antigo, which was last Thursday. It was an exciting match, came down to the end, and I can't remember what the score is, but it was a fun, exciting match for the first match of the year, first duel of the year. Some kids look a little rusty and slow, and then they also wrestled Wausau East that night, so it was kind of like a double duel for them. And they beat them, so they're 2-0 overall and 1-0 in the conference, and they're taking on the Rhinelander Hodags. And I didn't see how Rhinelander did overall, but Rhinelander did wrestle in Antigo last weekend. They had 10 wrestlers score for them. They didn't score too high, but it is what it is. So the Merrill Blue Jays are coming in with almost a full lineup. They don't have a six-pounder, but they can fill all of their weight classes.
And that's something different from the previous years, am I right, Dom?
I think six has been pretty tough to fill lately. And I know last year they had Kendall Klug come in once or twice to wrestle. And they also had Madeline Hunter come in and wrestle.
And they can't do that anymore.
Nope. We have an official Merrill girls team, so the girls can't wrestle anymore with the boys here. So Scott Arnes is in charge of that and taking that on. He has about 30 girls out right now. Where the Merrill Blue Jays have quite a few girls out too. So as I'm watching the match here right now, that Landon Newman has actually head through his wrestler to the mat with 43 seconds to hopefully get a pin here for the Blue Jays. So the girls have their own team, the boys have their own team.
And you know what's going to happen on the 3rd of February.
Oh, yeah, I got your email that we're doing a girl.
We are going to do our first duel. In fact, the Hodags are going to find out how much Merrill likes to eat Hodag.
Oh boy. And that you're starting something.
Yep. And that's going to be our wrestling basketball doubleheader. So we start at 4:30 with wrestling. So as soon as you get done with that last math class and our good friend Pythagoras,
oh, yeah.
You're going to come over and join us at the Prairie River Middle School.
You might want to send me a text message reminding me yeah. because I might forget that one.
My people will talk to your people.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. He's the Big D. I am Downtown Ollie, and you're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athlete. Behind you all the way.
Set your children up for success with a comprehensive eye exam with Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist. Now booking 3 months in advance, call 536-2020 for your appointment. Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist, has over 20 years of experience in eye care, located just a block and a half west of the courthouse in Merrill. Good luck, Blue Jays.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Let Arby's and American take the stress out of holiday entertaining. Reserve rooms for family and friends at American, where they'll be treated to free breakfast, an indoor pool, and warm hospitality. Merrill Arby's Catering will unleash the flavor for your holiday party with a delectable menu of handcrafted sandwiches and savory sides. Order 24 hours ahead. Don't forget, an Arby's gift card makes the perfect stocking stuffer, or it's a great way to say thank you to someone special on your list. Merry Christmas from American and Arby's of Merrill.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. What we see is you.
And well back to our American pre-match show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. Big D, Dom Bellafiore, and I are pleased to be up in Hodag country. And Dom, you said that Wausau East is going back and forth between the Valley and the Great Northern. They've got to have probably the biggest split personality in the area in terms of what conference they're in. But from what you've seen then, it looks like we got a pretty strong start to the season.
Yeah, so right now, so Wausau East is still in the Valley for wrestling, but I think the Great Northern for football. But, it, you know, for Merrill Wrestling, we have a full lineup, and that's half the battle right now if you want to be successful, you know, if you can fill the lineup. And they did look good last weekend, and there's some new changes going on this year for wrestling, and it actually affects Merrill a little bit. So one of the big things is that there's no regional tournament this year. So everything's just going to be a 16-team sectional, okay. Individual sectional. So when you think about that, there's 16 teams at one meet. You have to win four times probably to if you want to make it to the state tournament. So two wrestlers come out of a sectional. And also very new this year, Merrill moves down to Division II. So with that being said, you'd think we'd have a better chance. But with that being said, they also have that oh, I can't think of what's called for WA. If you do success, if you do well, they move you up the division. So Coleman moves up. So Coleman's division number one ranked team in Division Two, which is our sectional.
So Coleman will not be at that sectional tournament. But now does
Coleman
that
will
not,
be at the Merrill sectional
they
tournament.
Will.
Yes.
Does that mean that the top two wrestlers, when they go into that last match, they know they're both going on to states?
They still have that wrestle back for second place. So if we're wrestling and I take second, you take third, and we didn't wrestle yet, you get a chance to beat me to go to state yet.
Ah.
So that's why I said you have to win about four times to make it to state tournament.
Well, we're going to take another big break, and I mean, golly gosh, so much here to absorb. The Big D is here to educate us. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMT.com.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app, and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Medal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Medal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road.
And welcome back to the American Pre-Match Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. Now, Big D, I got a question. I listened to what you said. Now, if you've got a 16 bracket and you work your way up, don't you have to go through everybody in your weight class to get to the finals?
Nope. See what it is? Okay. It's a 16-team bracket, so if you lose your – I do believe if you lose your first round, you're probably done. I didn't look that far into it. So if you keep winning, you keep wrestling. I do believe that's the way it's going to go.
So it's not double elimination?
No,
okay.
It's not double elimination.
So you get through, and you wrestle, and you come out second, unless you're in Russia when it's last.
Yeah.
But that's another story. The bottom line is if the guy finishes first and the second-place guy, isn't he going to have wrestled? Or are there consolation matches going on?
So there's matches going on. Okay. So they're going to try to find someone to take third or between third and fourth in there. So they'll have the winner of the third-place match. It could wrestle for the second place.
Okay.
So if they haven't wrestled.
Okay. I just knew that we had to have an explanation here somewhere, and
yep.
The Big D has it. So Coleman did well, so they moved up from D3 to D2?
Yes.
Is that something that we need to keep our eyes on?
Well, Coleman is a very has been a very successful program over the years, for many years actually, just like Luxembourg Castle was Division II. They moved up to Division I last year. So you can look at many different teams like that that move up as they go along. So, yeah, Coleman's tough. They kind of saw Coleman last week and at the tournament they went to in Kimberley, but, you know, that tournament was with Merrill wrestlers. They only brought six wrestlers to that tournament. That was our weekend of the winter dance. So a lot of the wrestlers went to that, and they didn't wrestle in the tournament. So we did have six wrestlers go there. We had Dusty Schmiller at 120 take fourth place. Brett Suhak, he take sixth place at 138. Remington Skick won the tournament. He had two pins and two tech falls along the way and a forfeit. Will Mimiot took eighth at 165. Bennett Jacobson, seventh at 175. And Josh Gustin, the heavyweight, that took third. And I do believe Josh lost to the Coleman wrestler as we, you know, so those are key matches you want to see along the way to see if we can match up anyone that we normally don't see in a sectional. So it was kind of a good tournament for those guys. Hopefully that we can see Coleman again later on somewhere or some of the other teams that could be successful down the road, like Freedom, that's usually pretty good. New London has some good wrestlers, Oconto Falls. Seymour is usually pretty good also, too. So those are just some of the teams we don't normally see, and hopefully Coach Tuaki tries to find a way to see them down the road.
We're going to take another quick break. He's Dom. I'm Downtown Ollie, and we're minutes away from the varsity dual meet in Rhinelander. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side. And if you're looking for Jeff, he's probably at the crusher.
And welcome back to the American pre-match show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. He is the Big D. I'm Downtown Ollie. We are in Rhinelander. Now, Rhinelander is used to Great Northern Conference wrestling. What kinds of differences are we going to see from our years in the Valley?
Well, Well, you know, for Rylander-wise, their head coach is Scott Arneson, Scott's son. So he's bringing the Merrill wrestling up to Rylander, too. Watching some of the JV matches, you can see some similar things going along the way. So I can see the same type of wrestling going on here as we would normally face in the Valley. They're going to come after us. They're going to do what they can to beat us. And, you know, hopefully we can do everything we can to stop them from beating us.
Well, let's talk about that real quickly before we take another break. So this is Arneson v. Arneson indirectly. How does Coach Suhaki's style differ from what Scott Arneson brought to the boys and is now bringing to the girls and his son has brought to the Hodags?
Well, I think that everything stays the same. You know, Coach Suhaki has his little thing he wants to bring to the team as being a head coach, but he still keeps Merrill wrestling the same as it was, you know, just kind of watching them warm up. They're all doing the same type of stuff as they did over the years, you know, from the last 20 years, probably 30 years, when Arneson was the head coach there. So I don't think much changed at all, actually. It's just they're just going to come out and go hard and wrestle. You know, the wrestling is you know, anyone interested in wrestling, I think we only have two freshmen on our wrestling team this year. So we need kids to come out for wrestling and to make our team better and compete in the throughout the state at the state level.
We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, Big D, it's time to preview tonight's varsity match. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
And welcome back to the American pre-match show from the Westside Market broadcast booth. The Big D is back and better than ever. Downtown Ollie, along for the ride. Big D, you said we only have two freshmen. Is that a significant change from the 20 24-25 season?
I don't know. We had, seems like we got more kids out this year than they had last year. So, you know, as they go through, some kids decide to come back up for wrestling. But, you know, as we go into tonight, we're going to be kind of a young team. But, yeah, we're kind of an older team, too, if you look at it. And I'm just going to kind of highlight some things here as we go into the start of the match. Hopefully it's going to start in about 5 minutes here. We got our returning state qualifier, Remington Skick, coming back at 150 pounds. And he is actually ranked fourth in the state at Division II, which is kind of a good thing, you know, being ranked high in the state and high expectations will probably get to the state tournament placing there. We also have Dustin Schmerler ranked in the state at 113 pounds, but I'm assuming he's going down later at the year because he's 120 pounds right now. So he's ranked fifth at 113. Then to round things up for wrestlers being ranked is Noel Klug, a senior for the Blue Jays at 215 pounds, and he is ranked sixth overall in the state at 215 in Division II. We also have, if we look at it, the return of state qualifiers, Remington Skick, and for the girls, Kendall Klug, going that route. So once again, Merrill's in Division II, which is kind of a new thing for us. Wrestling is different, so if you get a chance to go on the WIA website and read about it, they're only doing a sectional this year instead of a regional, then a sectional. 16 teams come to the sectional. Then they take the top six place teams. They go to a team sectional the following weekend to find out who gets to go to the state tournament. So there's seven sectionals. The winner of each sectional goes to the state team tournament, and there's one at large. Is that what they call it, at large pick?
Yes.
So that the state will pick one other team to represent Division II that didn't qualify. So since Merrill's behind.
I can just see now this is like going to be the CFP.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. So.
And Notre Dame is not coming.
Yeah. And we'll keep wrestling no matter what happens if we make it or not. So, so just kind of look a lot of interesting things happening in WIA for the state wrestling. And the Coaches Association has pushed for a lot of new interesting things. And WIA was okay with it. And they're trying something new. So. National Anthem.
We're going to take a break. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, two cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Set your children up for success with a comprehensive eye exam with Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist. Now booking 3 months in advance, call 536-2020 for your appointment. Dr. Ronald Piffle, optometrist, has over 20 years of experience in eye care, located just a block and a half west of the courthouse in Merrill. Good luck, Blue Jays.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Tonight in Rhinelander. Now, you were just visiting with our referee tonight. Do you know everybody?
Yeah, well, you got to remember, I coached for 20-some years before this. Dan Pilier out of Edgar. I'm not sure if he lives there anymore. That's where he coached a long time ago. Ref for a long time. So, yeah, he's our official tonight. So,
and we got a young kid. He doesn't even have the right shirt on.
Rookie. Yeah, well, you get what you were, what you get. So Dan Pyler is the head official, and then we got the JV official could probably be assisting maybe. A lot of times they're trying to train these younger guys take over. We're always looking for people to be officiating any type of sport because people are not doing it anymore. You know, it's hard to find people to officiate. As you may know, it's football. We had to play Saturday a couple times.
No, we had to play. Anyone. Everybody has to play Thursday night. We had that one Thursday night. Yep.
Okay.
Saturday is usually homecoming.
Oh, yep.
Because otherwise they can't have the dance after the game.
Yeah, that's true. They still could have the dance. But, no, Saturday's been a homecoming thing forever in Maryland. They're not going to change that anytime soon.
Well, you know that if the police don't turn their heads – nobody's home by midnight,
yes.
And yet that's still a challenge in the state of Wisconsin. Talk to us about our first match, Big D.
All right, so tonight we're having Noah Clifford wrestling 144 pounds. I thought we started 106 every time, but I guess they still draw cards. I'm kind of out of it, so I don't know what all these rules are. Change a new conference, they can set their own rules.
Oh, there's Coach Arneson. Yep. He went over to visit with his son.
Yep, Coach Arneson was here. He had practice. All right, we're starting a match at 144 pounds. Noah Clifford, I don't know much about Noah. So at the edge of the mat right in front of us, circling. Noah's working for hand control.
Very quick.
Yep,
both of them.
Yep, the lighter guys are a little bit quicker than the heavier ones. Not say anything negative either. So,
I'm not going to wait watching you get body slammed by the heavyweights. No.
I'll take them. Josh Costamica take them. He can't catch me yet, I don't think.
Oh, my.
He's too tall. He can't bend down to get me, so I'm short.
Anyways. 123 first period under Dragons, Daggers, and Games. Yep. Clock.
Rylander on a double leg takedown. So, remember, takedown is 3 points right now.
Now, it looked like he signaled two.
Yeah, it did, but he's back old school too, like me. But it is 3 takedown. Anyways, Rylander's on top. He has like a tight waist, trying to tilt him over. Clifford's reaching back to the head, trying to possibly head throw him over. Not there, up to his knees, coming up to his feet, back down. Locked hands by Rylander.
And now, that is explain what locked hands is to those who can't see on their radio.
All right, so here we go. If the wrestler's down on his hands and knees, and the top wrestler cannot lock his hands together in any form, elbow to elbow, touch his hands, touch his forearms, that's considered locked hands. So you can do that when you're on your feet, but when they're down, you can't. That's 1 point for the Blue Jays. So scores 3-1 with 45 seconds left in the first
period. That's a penalty point.
Yes. And you're allowed, I'm trying to think, 1-1-2. You get 4 penalty points, and you get disqualified then. So here we go. As the top guy has a tight waist, putting a leg in on him right now and down. Clifford does a good job kicking the leg out, sitting
out.
Now
he's trying to roll over, yep. Roll he's out.
Almost locked hands there again. So now it's a tight waist and a half. Clifford's doing a good job kind of keeping position and moving.
He's getting a little irritated because Clifford's not submitting.
You fight for position, and the bottom and top guy both had to fight. So right now the top guy has a arm bar in on top, and Clifford's on his knees pushing his hip, which is a good job on his part.
He's trying to stand out, and there he is.
Stands out.
Does he get the escape? He does.
Yep.
One period down on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, 3-2, and it's 3-2. That was good timing for that escape.
It's actually good timing. Reiner chooses down to start the second period.
He wants to get that escape point.
Yes, he does. Or reversal, but hopefully we can turn him and pin him here. Downs gets down. Clifford gets down the right, left side. Quick sit out by Rylander and a reversal.
Oh, my. Two on the reversal.
Yep.
Makes it 5-2.
Yep, sometimes it's quick to hold the guy down. So he did a quick sit out to the reversal. Clifford's reaching back for the head. Hopefully hands and knees right now. Spiral ride more for a Rylander guy, which is trying to push the arm and leg, opposite leg back.
Now the referee's signaling vertical with his hand.
I wasn't paying attention there. I guess I was. So usually base is saying Rylander is still on top, so there's no change in position there. So Clifford for the Blue Jays stands up, and Rylander brings us back down with the leg in on the left side. Cross face by Rylander. Gonna looks like he's going for a double gotcha here, which he has two hands on his one arm running around the head. Minute left. He has to try to peel his hands and stop it if we can. No near fall yet. 55 seconds left in the period.
5-2 score under Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Clifford gets trying to get off his back.
Yep,
and there's the pin. And that will be at
3:14,
thank you, of the first. Now.
So here we go. We're down. Blue Jays are down 6 points to start out the duel tonight. We're going up to 150 pounds, where it brings Remington Skick, a for the Blue Jays, ranked fourth in state. I think I had that written down somewhere here. He won the tournament last weekend, and Skick actually looked really good. He wrestled, bumped up a weight class last week against Antigo against Steemek, and that's one of their best wrestlers, and he tech-falled him right at the end. So Skick is does a lot of good things out there on the mat, and he goes hard, and it's fun to watch him.
So Blue Jays are down 6-0.
All right, here we go. Start the match head-to-head, forehead-to-forehead, circling. Skick is lowering his elevation. Rylander is controlling our wrists. Skick moves, taps head into head inside singles, and actually dumps him down to the mat, right on the edge of the mat for a 3 takedown. One escape for the Rylander Old Eggs.
Boy, he went straight.
Yep, so it looked like Skick was going to let him go, and he kind of just jumped forward to get out of there. So
now he goes down to his knee, watching how low he's getting. He's almost inviting a single leg takedown.
Yeah, so when you sit and look at a nice head inside single by Remington, and brings him down to the mat for 3. Yeah, Pallier's still doing 2 fingers, it looks like. 1 escape, 6-2 right now. So Remington, he lowers his elevation down, does go down to a knee, which he's quick. He has a quick spring off his knee, so he can get to the leg quickly. Outside of the mat, just circling. Remington's on the head, just kind of moving the head. Ooh, nice double leg takedown. 9-3 right now. Lets him go with a minute left in the period. Another double leg takedown.
And he is now working from behind. Now he lets him out again. It was interesting in the JV match. I saw one where only 1 foot was in the circle.
Yep.
And he let it go, and then it came into a pin. So that circle and out of bounds is a tough call, isn't it?
So basically, Remington did take him down again. It's 15-5 right now with 1 escape. The circle, you can have 1 body part in a circle, and as long as you don't touch the floor outside the mat, you keep wrestling.
He's got another one. That's going to be
another takedown, 18-5, 18-6 right now, 19 seconds left.
In period 2.
Period one.
Period
First
one,
period,
I'm sorry.
Another head inside single. Nothing yet.
He brings it back. He hauls it back in.
21-6 right now. Yeah, that should be a tech fall.
Okay, a tech fall at 158. So that becomes
6-5. Tech falls 5 points. Pin is 6. So Remington had 7 takedowns in the first period to win the match. So it brings up 157 pounds. I do believe it's Ryan Coates, a senior for the Blue Jays. I don't remember watching him wrestle last Thursday. And he did not wrestle in Kimberly, so this might be his first match of the night, or first match of the season, I should say.
So this is at 157?
157, yep. So Pallier is coming over and probably explaining. I don't know what he's explaining.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I think it's the 3 takedown. But he went 3, he's doing the 3-3, and he points his forehead and say, I must have forgot. So that was a new rule last year, 3 takedown for every takedown instead of 2.
So there what's your one requirement for referee? You got to have at least 3 fingers.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of Mordecai 3-finger Brown for the 1908 Cubs, but that's another story.
That's a long time ago, though, too.
Be quiet.
All right, so if you remember 1908, that's a little scary. All right, so here we go.
I was not there. Knock it off.
All right.
1:38 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. First period, no score.
All right, Ryan Coates is in the middle of the mat. He's trying to get head inside. Shoots a nice outside single. Trying to work around the corner. Comes up to a takedown right at the end. There's 3 takedowns.
There, he got the 3 up.
He has the 3, but he gave 3 green, which would have been Rylander. I'm assuming it's green. But anyways, here we go, out of bounds. 3-0, 1:20 left in the period. Ryan Coates is on top. Rylander, I wasn't paying attention who's wrestling here. I'm assuming it's the Jeffrey, nope, Gage Anderson, I'm assuming. All right, here we
Junior.
Go. Coach on top. Ooh, Rylander does a sit-out. Coach sucks him back, but no near fall. He actually has a reverse armbar. He had an armbar in. He's running around the corner right now. Rylander onto their feet. Scores 3-1 right now with a minute left in the first period.
3 2-minute periods here on a Dragger Daggers and Games clock.
Right. Coach is doing a good job trying to fight head inside or hand inside position, 4-4, which is a good spot to be in. Ooh, tries an elbow shove, not there, or high elbow. There he is, down to a 2-1 right now. Looks like he's going to go a slide by to far side, head inside single, up to his feet, goes to a cradle from the feet, has it locked up, bringing him to his back with 28 seconds left. Three takedown. Near falls being
trying to roll
right
him.
Now. He needs to hook the leg and square out. There you go. It's coached a nice tight cradle. Oh, broke the lock. Rylander broke Ryan's lock. Coming out the back door, puts Ryan down to the mat for he's has Ryan in the cradle right now.
Three. Cuts it to 6-4. 3 seconds left.
Should be two reversal. So it should be
nine.
Should be 9-3 right now.
So after one under Dragons, Daggers, and Dames clock, 9-3.
Yep, so here we go. Ryan Coates in the second period has a choice. He is picking to go. So they're talking about points. He had two takedowns for Coates, three near fall. And then Ryan got a reversal to make score 9-3. Coates is starting down to start the second period. Here we go. Ryan tried a little stand up there, back down. Ryan has a Reinhardt or a cross wrist ride in. Cross wrist and an ankle. Jobs keeps the ankle, goes up to a half. Not there. Sooner or later.
Coach is trying to get the leverage.
Yeah, so Rylander's still on top. Ryan's working up to his feet. Ryan's
there's the reversal. He's on the. Is that a. He had been the cradle?
Nope, that's a nice reversal. Right now it's a reverse half situation. Cradle's kind of weird. He kind of came up and just turned his body into him and forced him to his back.
Was that a technical mistake on the Rylander's part?
Kind of, I guess. Ryan Coach with the pin. And
3:37.
2:37. All right, 2:37.
That's what I said. Don't contradict me.
All right, Ryan Coates with the pin in 2:37. Brings a Blue Jay score 11, Rylander 6. So great match by Ryan Coates. Had two takedowns, a near fall, and a reversal to a pin. Bringing up 165 pounds. I do believe this is a, I think Will's a junior, Mimiot, for the Blue Jays, 165 pounds. All right, Will's coming out. Score is 6 for the Hodags and 11 for the Blue Jays. Once again, the Merrill Blue Jays enter the Great Northern Conference for the first time in about 15 years. I think they're in a couple years ago, a few years ago. All right, here we go. Will Ford, or ear to ear, quick snap down, reaches down to head inside single, comes up to his feet. Actually, it's going to be a headlock there. Goes back down to head outside single. Switches to a double.
There he goes. Takes him down. And Rylander wrestler is trying to get out of bounds.
As long as Will keeps his feet in, we're good. He's trying. And Rylander, might as well start over. There we go. We should have four near fall.
I was waiting for elongated man to show up on that one.
All right, Will's doing a great job here. Had a nice head outside single, switched to double, took his opponent right to his back for now lead the match 7-0 with a minute 33 left in the first period. Rylander comes in today with no duels yet, so they're 0-0 for duels. So this is their first conference match. Rylander tries to nail. Will sucks him back, no near fall.
Now, does every team in the Great Northern have a wrestling program?
Except for Northern Pines.
Okay.
Does not. So that's why we should have 5 duels, right?
Yep, 5 duels before we take that Rylander-Merrill girls one.
Yep, so that makes it 6 then.
That's where we get to see the Klug Maestress.
Oh, boy, you're going to start names there. All right.
Yep.
I'll call that tomorrow in class.
You tell
her a heads up on that one.
Hey, I checked it out with the Klugmeister to make sure. Noah Klug.
Oh, boy. All right, so Will's on top, 45 seconds left. He is Looks like he's bringing
9-0.
They call like a ball and chain where he goes between the legs and reaches a hand and a half Nelson.
There
he
rolls him
to his back and can't keep him there.
Oh!
Looks like the guy is going to get one escape, I do believe.
Let's see, yes. 27 seconds in period one on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock.
9-1 the score is right now. Will's walking back to the center.
Yeah, 11-1.
And here we go. Start with 27 seconds left in the period. Tap the forehead. Will's going to circle. I think Will has him by a little weight here, I think. This is not an actual 65-pounder, I think.
So the Rhinelander wrestler's wrestling up.
Yep.
I was talking to one of my Shawano students, full disclosure, and he's been out with a head injury and a concussion, and he said he's at 189 or something right now, and they said they wanted to go 215. He said, I'm not going 215.
No, when you start giving up weight there, those 215-pounders are the legit linebackers of a football field. So,
and he was a linebacker a few years ago. I have a feeling when he hits somebody, even on the mat, they're going to wake up in a different a different zip code. All right, we finish one and on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. It's 11-1. Now, in that second match, that Tech fall, by having the Tech fall, he actually saved the team a point.
Yep. So that was the big issue last week, the Anago of Remington. Tech fall, the wrestler, instead of pinning him, if it came down to the end, that could have been a 1 point, could have made a difference in the match.
Oh, nice right, effort so, there.
Yeah, Rhinelander's trying to say, no, Will's doing a good job following around behind him. Has a far wrist, going to a cross wrist here. So Will's working on top. Rhinelander just keeps moving on the bottom, make things kind of hard.
And he's making sure he doesn't get that locked hands.
Yep. So Will does have a cross wrist pulling hard, so he has a cross face. He's trying to I'm calling it the Conch way back one, but that's not there right now. It goes to a cradle. He needs to take the head to the knee if he can.
And you saw him getting those hands close, and then he made sure he did not lose
so
the position.
So in a pinning combination, you can lock your hand. So a cradle would be a pinning combination.
Okay.
You just can't really lock your hands around the waist in that type of situation. So Will still on top, the minute left in the second period. No.
So that puts some judgment on the official. Is this a pinning combination?
They know. You know if it's a pinning combination or not. So it's, I'll just say yeah.
Yeah. Okay. 50 seconds left, period two, Draggers and Daggers and game clock.
The ref's been around for a long time, and pinning combinations have not changed that much. So.
Oh, okay.
So Will's still on top. He's still trying to figure out some type of combination on top to break him down. Rhinelander's doing a good job kind of avoiding certain situations, turn to the side. He's actually counting near fall, it looked like to me. Will has a deep half in right now, jumping sides. He needs to settle down. That's right. He has a far wrist and a half. Nelson has a guy in his back for 20 seconds. And there's
there it is.
3:38 for Will.
I think 4 seconds slower than the first pin against Clifford. So that takes it up right now to 17-6. And what are we coming up on next? 177?
Yep, so 175 pounds.
175.
Yeah, these weight classes have changed. I do believe it was 177 a couple years back. So it's Hunter Opper coming in. I did watch him last week. He wrestled a good match against Anago, and I didn't stick around for the Wausau East match, so I don't know how he did there. I'm assuming he did win. I think Rhinelander is forfeiting this match. Yeah, I think they're forfeiting the match here. So Hunter Opper will get a forfeit, so it'll be 23-6. So that's the one question Suhaki had. They did have a 77-pounder. Weren't sure if they're going to wrestle him or not. Usually a younger kid against a kid, that's going to be pretty good.
That's the double-edged sword, experience versus confidence.
Yeah, so you don't want your wrestler to you want your wrestler to get – do well, and obviously if that match meant possibly winning the duel, they would put someone out there, and they're forfeiting at 190 pounds also. They did have a wrestle last weekend at.
So who's picking up the forfeit at 190?
Preston Schilke receives a forfeit at this weight class. He'd had a tough match last Thursday against Anigal. Ended up losing the match. So 152 pounds. We do have Noah Klug, I think, is getting
it. Oh, yes, at 215. Oh, I could just see. The Klugmeister. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of knew this was going to happen here. They did have a kid wrestle, but, you know, when you sit and look at things, once again, do you have to wait for your kids if they're going to be competitive or not, and you don't want them to get hurt and stuff. So
now we move to heavyweight?
Now we're at heavyweight. Josh Gustum, I do believe he was all-conference in football, unanimous decision as a lineman, and I don't know if he played defense or not. I didn't look that up. But anyways, Noel Klug was all-conference also. And actually, Noel Klug, if you pull a plug in there, he was, what, Channel 7?
Yep.
Football player. So I'll throw that out there, too. That was on the news if you guys didn't hear that. So here we go, heavyweight, Josh Gustum.
And Josh has got the size and the weight. Yes. I feel badly for this right-lander wrestler.
Josh is all the weight class, so I'm not going to say anything else besides that. He looks good, though. You know, he's a tall kid. He's a kid that, in my mind, I think he'd probably go play football somewhere. Football coach would love it. Josh with 20 seconds into the period, the snap-down go-around, 3 takedown for Josh Gustum at heavyweight. Josh does outweigh his wrestler by a little bit here. I'm not making fun of him or anything like that. Josh has he put the hammer lock in and forced it across his back, and there should be a quick pin.
And there it is at 38 seconds of the first.
You know, so Josh Gustum is a kid that, you know, he's tall. He's a wide-shouldered guy. He's a big guy. And, you know, as a football player, as a coach, I can't believe no one's going after him to come play football at their college, because you can easily put muscle onto that guy. And as far as I know, I think he said he had to cut 20, 30 pounds if they get to the heavyweight. And if you look at it.
Is there a limit of heavyweight?
285 is the limit. And he's like, that should be no problem. You know, and obviously he makes the weight no problem. But football season-wise, he's a big boy. You know, so I'm not making fun of the guy at all. I just can't believe he's not going to play football somewhere in my mind. So Josh Gustum with a pin in 38 seconds does a nice job with the snap down.
41-6.
Hammerlock and 41-6 is the Blue Jay lead.
I don't think he even worked up a sweat.
No, probably not. You know, these guys, they need to get a little sweat going because they are wrestling Saturday down in Wanakee, I do believe. So I didn't look at that too much.
So for Opper, Schulke, and Klug, this is not a good thing if they're getting ready for Wanakee on Saturday.
Yeah, so, you know, you want to be ready and go be competitive. But since you he's undefeated, he just said on the radio. Perfect. But anyways, you know, as you go down to the tournament, you want a kind of a match here near to wrestle. Noel wrestled last Thursday, and he won't wrestle till now, till tomorrow or to Saturday. So sometimes you want that match just to get going into things. At 113 pounds, they are, I do believe, Rhinelander's forfeiting. Now, with me saying this right here, my wife came down with me tonight, and she dropped me off because she had to go shopping quick, and if this goes any faster, I'll be sitting here waiting for her.
So we're now going
unless she snuck in somewhere. So we're going now to 120 pounds, Dusty Schmerler. For the Blue Jays, he's currently ranked, I do believe, number 5 and at 113 pounds, if he can get down to that weight class. He probably will at the end of the year. So Dusty Schmerle at 120 pounds. He did wrestle last week and took 4th in Kimberly. He won both his matches last Thursday.
So Schmerle is out there.
All right, Noah Monk is a name that came through the Wausau School District. They both, Monk boys, were both, I do believe, state place finishers, one state twice, went to wrestle on South Dakota State. Nice single leg takedown by Schmerler. They go up 3-1 with an escape. And
he very casually let him go because it was as though I've got another plan in mind.
Yep, so Schmerler's planning on taking him down again here. He had another single leg attempt but did not get it. It's another nice shot by Schmerler. Oop, but head outside single, comes up, regains himself. Throwing a hat. Not a half. Yep, there's your half Nelson. Turns him to his back with a minute 23. Some near fall was scored. 2 near fall. Score should be 8-1 right now. Schmerler has a near wrist.
Yeah, they did. There it is.
Oh, boy, double wrist, and he put him right to his back. And a pin. Almost like a stack situation. A pin in 50 seconds for Schmerler.
I think somebody just got schooled.
Yeah, if you want to say it that way.
Well, I mean, Schmerler, a veteran, and especially at those lighter weight classes, it's usually the freshmen and sophomores.
Yes. Schmerler, senior for the Blue Jays, ranked in the state, looking, hopefully has a good opportunity to make it to the state tournament. I did look and see if any of the wrestlers were. I did have notes somewhere in my book here about this weekend. If you do go on the ranking website there, they can rank, show the ranked wrestlers in your division, in your sectional. So Lincoln Adams is wrestling for the Blue Jays.
53-12 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock.
26 pounds, and I'm assuming this is Michael Tredup. So Adams for the Blue Jays, I think he's a sophomore.
I just wish that they could find a way to put numbers on the back. It just make it so much easier.
Or if I know the wrestlers, it'd be fine too. Anyways, here we go. Snapped on by Adams, but both back up to their feet. They're kind of figuring out forehead to forehead and not really getting much hand control, but they're trying to figure something out. Here we go. Adams there ear to ear. No, Adams drops on a knee. Tries to snap a little bit. Adams still on his knees up to his feet. Goes down to a double leg. Finishing through.
Oh.
Three takedown for Merrill Blue Jays Adams. Adams does have a cross wrist right now.
And he tried to keep him broken down.
Yeah. You know, sometimes you have to slow your opponent down. There's a cross face going to a cradle situation. Does have the cradle locked. It rolls him to his back. Actually has a nice cradle. Old head coach Leo Lysko would be happy. Kept the forearm. Or kept the.
And there
the
it is.
It's a pin.
At 105.
Pin for the Blue Jays. 1 minute, 5 seconds for Lincoln Adams.
And that makes it 53-12. And what do we got? Two more weight classes or one?
59-12. I missed a point in there somewhere. I have to learn to add, I guess. 59-12, we have.
Well, you got 6 times 9 is 54, plus 5 is 59.
I know, but I forgot that. I just forgot to add. Don't tell my students back in town here. Coming up to 132
pounds. We will place
pounds.
This on the website.
Yeah.
Coach D indicates that calculation challenged.
Yeah, my students are rubbing off on me. I'll say it that way. Here we go. Brock Suhaki for the Blue Jays, a sophomore. Brock is coming off a knee injury from football season. Wrestled last weekend, and, you know, he just unfortunately, he did win the match, but he was a little bit out of shape at the time. So Ryland with a quick head outside single. Brock does cross face, has a cradle.
Oh, almost threw it on his head.
Yeah. So there we go. They roll all the way through. Brock still has a strong cradle. I think he's going to keep the cradle locked up tight. And I'm not sure. He gave 3 takedown to Brock, and Brock's going to try rolling him through. Here we go. We have Brock cradle on his back. Rylander is fighting hard to keep off their back.
And rolls
right,
back.
Yep, and rolls out of it. We should get
minute 26 in the first on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock.
4 near falls, 7-0. Here comes another cradle for Brock, not there. Far half Nelson near wrist. He needs to pull it over if he can.
He's got plenty of time, but the location on the near the line.
But you got to remember, you only need one supporting part into the circle. So you can be all the way out and still pin the opponent. 57 seconds left. Brock is trying to throw halves from one side to the other.
Ooh, and he's really leaning on that head.
Yep, he's pushing it down. Ryland reaches back to the head. Brock jumps out to the side. Those are illegal headlock, actually, from Rylander. They should probably, maybe it's not, though. Nope, wasn't locked, I guess. That's why they have assistant official there, because he could see that side of it. They're on their feet right now. Brock has head outside, sink, double.
And Brock took him in a circle, but took him into the mat to get him away from that out of bounds. 28 seconds left in the first.
Yep, no points awarded because they didn't let him go. So Brock has a half Nelson. He's trying to run the half all the way around. There you go. Needs to pull it. Put the knee, pull him one more time. He just needs to twist him to his right and then drive the hand to the mat. 13 seconds left. Brock's doing a good job on top, leading the score 7-0.
Too close to the end of the period for any stalling.
Yeah. Yeah, the last weekend, Stalling was a little bit quick for my liking, but, you know, if he was consistent all the way through the whole match, Brock did get called quite a bit.
You mean like 3 seconds in basketball after 2.75?
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the Stalling. But it is what it is. As long as you stay the same the whole way through, there's no complaint, I guess. All right, Brock starts down and starts the second period.
You're a better man than I, Big D.
Yeah. Doesn't pay to argue with the official. They'll just get even in the end anyways. So 7-0, start the second period.
And Brock, again, remind people about a Tech fall. Is that a 15-point gap?
Yep, 15-point gap.
The outcome, obviously, of the meet is not in jeopardy because we have one more match after this, right?
Yep, one more match after this, and it should be Brett Suhaki wrestling that match. Now it's just pride for the other wrestlers. You know you won the duel, but now you want to go out there and win. So you're fighting for yourself here. Brock has a head outside single, but Rhinelander still has control. Sometimes, you know, you do have the leg, but get a fresh start. Rhinelander's going for a cradle right now. Brock reaches for the leg.
Now, he didn't get any reversal.
Nope. Brock has started down on the bottom. So Rhinelander was on top to start the match. So Brock is, looks like Randler might have a cradle, but Brock is very flexible here, and he's stopping it. So Brock, if he can pop his head out, he could probably put the guy right to his back.
Of course,
there he goes. He's getting there. Now he needs a half.
And of course, leverage off that injured knee is also a challenge.
He has a Turk situation here. He has his leg in, 44 seconds left in the second period. He's working down for a double wrist right now. And they're facing away from us, so I can't really see what they're doing. Parlier, the official, is right there making sure everything's legal. 28 seconds left in the period. Looks like Brock might be going for a look like a cradle at one time. So he does have a deep half, it looks like, the way the guy's head is looking. And he's trying to run it. So if he slides his knee in and pulls him over the knee, you can easily probably put the opponent to his back.
Which is exactly what he's trying to avoid.
Yes, the bottom guys, yes.
He is not wanting to get rolled.
So Brock has a cradle, no change. It scores
9-0 now.
Going to third period, Rhinelander's choice. Rhinelander is going to pick both. Oh, Rhinelander's picking top. All right, so here we go. Coach Arneson on the Rhinelander side. Stay behind the elbows. Good position. So right away, what does he do? He reaches over, and Brock's coming out the back door. Hopefully, oh boy. Okay, that was potentially dangerous. Nothing illegal about it. They're just looking for the safety of the wrestler.
So it was a head position. Now this time he comes very quickly up to his feet.
Yep, so up to his feet. Brock's reaching back. He has a body lock, so Brock is actually a good position there. Puts him to his back.
And they quickly rolled through it.
Two reversal for the Blue Jays. Brock has a cradle in, turn him to his back. And no near fall, don't think. We do got two near fall. Relocks up the cradle so we can get two more if we can roll them through.
That should be three, though. You said near fall, so.
Two near fall, that's right score.
Okay.
13.
Okay.
Two near fall, two reversal. That's three takedown it was. All right, Brock's on top. The minute left in the final period.
Working on the wrist.
Working on the wrist here and has a half Nelson and wrist. And that's close now. If he puts his hands together there, that'd be a legal move, so it'd be 1 point to the rest of Rhinelander wrestler, but he's doing a good job here stopping that. Brock switches halves, jumps sides. If he can keep the wrist and he can pull the wrestler over his knee.
Of course, if he can take it over.
And there's potentially dangerous. So that basically what happened there, it looked like the bottom wrestler, Rhinelander wrestler's elbow is going over his head, which is normally, your elbow shouldn't go that far over your head, so they stop it so you don't hurt your shoulder. 35 seconds left in the period. Brock is winning 13-0, and if that's the final score, it would be a major decision because he's winning by 8 or more.
25 seconds in the Dragons, Daggers, and Day games clock. I think right now the Rhinelander wrestler is just trying to avoid getting pinned.
You know, in a way, yeah. So Brock does a good job keeping the weight on top for him to stop doing anything. And he is throwing halves in, so if you're not careful, you can get easily turned there. So Brock has a far wrist and a half Nelson. He's going to try running it over. Rylanders grab her leg and tries rolling through. He's going to probably actually go for Brock's head here. 1 second, that's the end of the period. 13-0 for Brock. Nice match by
So that's a major at 13-0. Most of what we've had one tech fall and
forfeits and pins.
Yeah, everything else. So that takes us to 59. So a major is
should
four.
Should be 63-12, I think.
Well, let's see what they do. 63-12, and what is this going to be a forfeit here?
Nope, they have each wrestler. So Brock Tuaki or Brett Tuaki should be wrestling Hoyt Dantoyan, I think.
Yeah, now this is at
138 pounds. All right, so Suaki, the older brother, senior this year for the Blue Jays, 138 pounds. They're 4-4 in the center of the mat, hand fighting. Quick little snap by Suaki. A little drag it looked like there. Forehead to forehead, hand fighting again. They're both trying to control the hands. Suaki drops down to a head inside single. Nice job by Suaki. He finishes with 3 takedowns. All right, score 3-0 with 1:30 left. 1 escape for Rylander, so 3-1. Rylander takes a quick shot. Suaki stops the shot and spins around behind him to get 3 more, 6-1. Suaki lets him go one more time. It is 6-2 right now with 1:18 left in the first period.
So take out that forfeit at 63 straight points for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, so Merrill's doing a great job here tonight. You know, Rylander is still a young team trying to get better. I did kind of read about it in the online there, so the young trying to get some experience here. Another takedown by Suaki, drag head inside single. 9-2 right now the score is.
52 on a Dragons, Daggers and Games clock, first period.
So yeah, so as we look at team-wise, Rylander's a young team. The Blue Jays are a little bit more experienced. A roll-through tilt by Brett, not there right now. He's going to try to tilt him right now with the arm bar, not there again, 35 seconds.
He actually
left.
Rolled up past both times.
Yep, so sometimes if the momentum will carry their opponent all the way through. So he has a cross wrist right now, and he lets him go with 20 seconds left in the period.
11-3, so.
Head inside shot by Suaki, not there. 15 seconds left. Suaki tries a little arm drag. Not there, back down, brings him down to the mat. 3 takedown by Suaki. Scores 14-3 right now. Good job by Brett.
We're in a major category already, going into second period.
Yeah. So as we look at here tonight, for the Blue Jays, I was talking that we're an older team, so we got the seniors actually. We got 1, 2, 3. The last 4 weight classes are seniors. We got Ryan Coates senior. We have Suaki senior and Schmerler senior. So we have a lot of seniors on this Blue Jay team. Suaki starts down with then off the whistle, does a switch, bring the score 16-3. Last match of the night, Suaki's doing a good job, and it'd be nice to end with a pin here.
63-12, 1:44, Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, second period.
Suaki had a near wrist and a half Nelson, let both goes, switch sides to a power half right now, and a far wrist, half and wrist, he's trying to run it. There he is, all he has to do is lower his chest, push him over.
And that's exactly it, and
he's
taking it, and there
There's
it is.
The pin, should be 1:40. Nope, I guess he's not going to call it quite yet.
And there it is.
So it'll be 2 minutes and 40 seconds.
2 minutes, 43 seconds. And that takes us to a final score of 69-12. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our Incredible Bank post-match show. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT. And WJMT.com.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
The fish sandwiches are back at your Merrill Arby's. Choose from the crispy fish sandwich, the fish and cheddar sandwich, and the King Hawaiian fish deluxe sandwich. Company coming? Make a quick call to your Merrill Arby's and order a pound of their famous roast beef, delicious ham, turkey, or sliced chicken for a quick and easy dinner that everyone will love. And be sure to reserve rooms for your guests at Merrill's American with an indoor pool and a staff that will make them feel right at home. Merry Christmas from American and Arby's of Merrill.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Simply Stitched and Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched and Tomahawk on Main Street.
And welcome back to our Incredible Bank post-match show. Big D, 69-12, definitely sent a young Rhinelander team a message.
Yeah, they did. So the Blue Jays came out and wrestled hard tonight. There was quite a few forfeits along the way. I was kind of hoping Coach Suak can make his way over, but maybe he's not tonight. So to kind of recap the night here, the Blue Jays ended up winning 69-12, and their 12 points for Rhineland were two forfeits for the Blue Jays, I do believe, right? They had two.
No, they didn't. They have a pin in the first.
Oh, the. I'm trying to think what they did here now. Oh, yes. Noah Clifford lost.
Clifford lost at 144.
They lost 144, and then they had a forfeit at 106 pounds. So the Blue Jays kind of came out and took it to the Rhinelander Hodags, which is fun to see. Always seen a win here along the way, and it's kind of a good win going into this weekend's tournament down in Wanakee. That's usually a big tournament down there, so hopefully they will compete well down there. So also wrestling for the Blue Jays, today our JV wives was Tegan Drake, Marvin Downs, Landon Newman, Ben Gritt, and Otto Lee, and Evan Winters wrestled tonight also. But winning for the Blue Jays tonight, we started at 144. Noah Clifford lost by a pin. Remington Skick tech balled his wrestler 21-6. Had seven takedowns in the first period. Ryan Coach with a pin, quick pin in 2 minutes and 37 seconds. 165 Will Mimiet, had a pin in 3 minutes, 38 seconds. Then we had forfeit for Opper, Schilke, and Klug. Then at heavyweight, Josh Gustin with a pin in 38 seconds. And then we jumped down to 106 where the Blue Jays forfeited. And then at 113, Coy Olsen got a forfeit. And then Schmerler with a pin in 50 seconds. Adams with a pin in a minute and 5 seconds. Brock Suhaik with a win by a score of 13-0. Then end the night, Brett Suhaik with a pin in 2 minutes, 43 seconds. Yeah, so the Blue Jays came up to Rylander and took it to them, and leaving here with their second conference win, third dual victory of the year. So they're undefeated going into this weekend. And I think we're done until after the New Year's, right?
I think we are, but let's come back, talk a little bit more about what we did after this. You're listening to the Incredible Bank Post-Match Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth, Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory. Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
And welcome back to our Incredible Bank post-match show. I do believe Coach Brett Suhaik is making his way over. Oh, that means I got to give up my chair.
Yeah, you have to give your chair up here.
Okay, I give up the chair, and Big D, take it away.
All right, so this has been a long wait here tonight to talk to Coach Suhaik. It's been almost a year. But I'm going to kind of make fun of Coach Suhaik. He's rubbing shoulders with the big wigs up here in Rylander with the superintendent, Eric Berkey, here for Rylander, which I do believe is an old teammate of yours, or is he just a coach of yours back in the day?
Yeah, he was a teammate of mine, and it's always good to beat the Berkey in anything, you know, foosball or whatever it might be. But, it was good. Good victory for us.
Yeah, it was a good match. You know, I'm going to give you a little more time here. I just do a very, very quick recap of last week, two duels, and tonight we kind of hit everything with a lot of pins and a forfeit here and there. So if you can, just kind of do a little recap of the season so far.
Well, okay, we started out with Antigo, and that was a good test for us. Antigo has a good young team, and, we do have some guys that have come back from, not wrestling for a little while, and they're getting their feet wet again, and then some new guys, and hopefully we can work them in. Our more experienced guys know how to handle a lot of these situations and are doing pretty good with that.
Yes. I was at the Antigo match. It was fun and exciting. You know, it was probably one of the better Antigo teams over the years. So,
yep.
But, you know, I still think the outcome was exactly what it should be, if not a little bit better, I was hoping.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we had a good, you know, like I said, our experienced guys helped us get that victory. And our newer guys are just, they got their feet wet, and they're going to learn from that. And it was good to get the win. And we followed that up wrestling Wausau East, and Wausau East nearly beat Antigo, and we really took it to them. And that was good because Wausau East has some solid wrestlers, and, you know, really, you know, the outcome of that was really well because we, you know, they have some guys that can wrestle, and we went after them, and we got pins, and we got wins where we needed.
Yeah, so now as we look at it, you're coming into the conference here 2-0, 3-0 in duels. You had a small team last weekend at Kimberly. This weekend you're heading to Wanakee. Are you taking a full team this weekend then?
Yeah, pretty much. We still, you know, some of the guys who will wrestle on varsity, we still will throw them in the JV tournaments to get them more experience before they take on that all-time role of being a varsity guy. But, yeah, we have a much fuller lineup. I don't know if it's probably 12 weight classes. I think we're filling 12 or 11. So, yeah. But, yeah, it should be a good tournament for us. There's a lot of good teams. Pulaski's there. Kenosha Indian Trail. Wanakee's got a good team. There's a Madison school down there that's got a really nice group. And, you know, there's a couple other really good teams there, so it'll be a good test for us.
Well, that's good. And then when I was just thinking something before we got here. So if you're at home, can't make it this weekend, I do believe everything now is on USA Brackets.
Bracketing, yeah. Bracketing. USA Bracketing.
So if you don't, you can't go following on USA Bracketing. You do have to create an account, but it's free. I don't know why you have to make an account, but whatever. But it's easy to follow through, kind of like track wrestling. I do believe it's the same person, right, that made a track
so,
wrestling?
So, yeah, USA Wrestling decided that they wanted to create a program that everyone could use to run the tournaments and things like that. And anyways, they took over, and Tritz, who created track wrestling, had sold that, and he decided he was going to take his talents to that USA Bracketing, and that's where they came up with that. It wasn't just him, but it was other people, and it's a good system, and it'll work. And once you get used to it, it's, you know, obviously everything you got to get used to at first.
Yep. So as we look at it, you're 3-0 after tonight. You're going to Wanakee this week, and then you have Rhinelander the following week. But we won't be on the radio again until after the New Year's, right?
Right.
Your next duel is not until after
yep.
the first of the year. So, I'm going to say this. Good luck to you this weekend. Good luck in Rhinelander. And then I'm assuming you have a Christmas tournament in. Where do you head for that one?
We're going down to Whitewater, University
Whitewater,
of Whitewater. It's called Mid-States.
Yeah, good luck to big that one.
Big tournament with a lot of teams from Illinois. Yeah, it'll be another good test for us.
Yeah, so as we look at it, the Blue Jays are now Division II wrestling. Hopefully you're trying to find the teams that you might see at your 16-team sectional.
Right.
Which is kind of, it's all new to me. I was just kind of reading on it the other day, and I'm like, oh, boy, tough to explain over the radio, but I'll do my job over the next couple weeks trying to do that. So, well, good luck this weekend, and hopefully we have good outcomes and good scores, and everyone comes back healthy.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks to all the fans that came and watched, and, you know, continue wrestling.
Yep. All right, here we go. Downtown Ollie's going to be back on the radio here. And as we look at the Merrill Blue Jays here in Rhinelanders, won by a score of 69-12, and we have the Merrill wrestlers. I don't know what they're really doing in front of me, the Merrill girl wrestlers.
Well,
so
they're
acting goofy. I think they want some airtime here, don't you think?
Well, I don't know if people can watch on the radio or not. We're going to take another quick break in our Incredible Bank post-match show. Thank you, Coach Sue Hockey. Big D will be back, as well as yours truly. You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success.
Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicolaiBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill. Your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's east side. And if you're looking for Jeff, he's probably at the crusher.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
And welcome back to the Incredible Bank postgame show. It's incredible that Big D has stayed this long because the Bellafiore Mobile is awaiting the trip back to Merrill. So, as Coach Suhaki said, the veterans came through tonight. When we take a look at this and we take a look at the difference between the conferences, does this mean that the non-conference duels or these tournament matches are going to become much more important in getting ready for this new 16-team sectional?
Well, as you look at it, as we go into the sec, if you look down the road sectional-wise, our whole conference is in our sectional, so this conference is actually going to help us down the road for seating-wise because we've met for Mosny, Anago, Rylander, Tomahawk, Lakeland are all in the same sectional. As we go to tournaments-wise, we want to find tournaments that we're going to see the other teams like Clintonville, Coleman, Freedom, Menominee Indian, Marinette. So as we look at it, you want to find teams in your sectional so you can hopefully see head-to-head or how they wrestle to get ready for the end of the year to possibly make it to the state tournament.
We're going to take one more quick break, and then we're back. Big D's going to wrap it up.
I'm running out of here.
You're listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT, WJMTFM.com.
Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just two doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to the Incredible Bank post-match show. Big D had to get going. The Bella Fiore Mobile is warming up. And I'll tell you, the Blue Jays tonight, impressive 69-12 victory. Now, we've had some programming changes. Last Tuesday's hockey game will be played on the 22nd at the MAC, so we'll cover that one on Monday, 22 December. Tomorrow night's basketball game is good from Merrill Fieldhouse. But Saturday night hockey, our first time not able to cover due to other programming commitments, anything of the Marathon Cup. But what we're doing instead is we are picking up the girls' basketball game on Monday. Yours truly has to get to the Stratford High School as the Blue Jay girls are going to be on the road at basketball, and then we will pick up the hockey game. Now, the way hockey's working tonight, West and Merrill played, as well as DC Everest Mosinee. Now, whoever the Blue Jays don't play on Saturday, they will play Tuesday down at the band. So we will have basketball tomorrow from the boys' side, girls' basketball on Monday from Stratford, and from the band, hockey on Tuesday against whomever the Blue Jays do not play, DC Everest or Mosinee on Saturday. So that's going to be a wrap for us. For the Big D, who had to get out of town, this is Downtown Alley. Until tomorrow night, 6:45-ish pregame, 7:15 tip-off from the Merrill Fieldhouse. Boys basketball, have a good evening. Final score again, 69-12. You've been listening to Blue Jay Wrestling on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Varsity Wrestling on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's match was brought to you by A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Health, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons, Daggers, and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Monument, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Wards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway of Merrill, The Pizza Shop, Westside Market, and Young's Drugstore. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports Broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Wrestling on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.